שתלמידיו הגויים לא עומדים במשך כמה שנים. He couldn't understand. Within a couple of months, these avreichim were able to grasp and absorb and take in what the goyim should have been 2 years to learn. Hamei atalmidim utziyanim b'yosef v'af tshuvoseim b'mavchanim ochichu al ramat avon ha'gavua. The way they did their test, the way they were studying, the examinations, the results of the examinations were he was mispoiled. Where did these goyim, these geniuses come from? Gemara sharpens the brain. Besides everything else it does, but the one thing it for sure does is it sharpens your brain. Hadik and echlit ki hu muchrach lirot keitzad loimdim Talmud. Yes, you see how you learn Talmud. If this is what Talmud produces, then what is this? What is this thing that produces such great people? Lo tuchal avin Talmud. Yesh lecha goy shekop. You can't understand Gemara. You've got a goy shekop. To understand Talmud, you have to have a yiddish shekop. Achulah pe. They told him you can't. He wasn't mevaterim. Ad sheyom echad kam va'asa maisa. Levash kove v'chalifa, itkapesh la'avreich, v'nose li'yeshiva. He put on a borsellino, went to Bagir, he got a nice black jacket, and off he went to yeshiva. V'tumer shel usaveh, she'im besifriya, the university, yesheket sterili. Anybody's ever been to a library in a university, it's a sterilized environment. There's no one talks, no one whispers, no one does anything. And what we're talking about in a library where people are learning. So hayeshiva shel atalmidim gedolim beYosef bevada nimtzat kama komot mitachas lifnei hakarka mebudedet v'sheket mod. You understood? There'll be lots of different rooms. You know, silent rooms, sealed rooms, quiet rooms where these people are sitting there, isolated, learning in silence. B'shel harikuz. They need enormous concentration. You walk into one of the big yeshivas, you don't hear silence. Whoa, you can't hear yourself think. This one's screaming, this one's shouting, this one's clapping the shtender, this one's clapping his chavrusa. There's milchomas ha'olam going on here. He thought, what's going on here? There's a war going on here. Lemazala Mat says over Anikayona Kushi Vesholoto. There was the worker, the cleaner there in the yeshiva. And he asked him, Makurekan, what's going on here? As I'm not Evid, so this Kushi said to him, Slachli, Ani Oved Kan Kvash Loshim Shana. I've been here 30 years already. Agamani Loyoda. I also can't tell you, I haven't got a clue what's going on here. Shleishim Shana me abokar erev hem tzoakim echad al ashe. I've been here 30 years and all they do is from the morning till late at night they're screaming at each other. Aval al daga, don't worry. Af pam lo ayem egele makot shal mamash. They never ever really hit each other. There was no real violence here. Fine. We know better, you see. Zeo dacha shal teira. Derech milchomte shal teira. That's the war of teira. We don't feel it anymore. That's why we don't do it anymore. We learn quietly. We explain nicely. When your chavrusa says something, you say, nice, good, shut. I'm not that Robolitsky. He's not your chavrusa. Robolitsky's not your chavrusa. I'm talking about us. It matters to you. The truth mattered so much to them that they couldn't. They couldn't. The war for the truth. The kol echad yesh es datu v'svaros. Everyone's got his svara and imam, and she guards his svara. I'm alright. Dafka vikuach meitzi min hakoyach es hapoel es hasvara ves hachoch melor elam. It's dafka the vikuach, it's dafka the arguing and the clarifying and the sharpening each other's brain that brings chokhmah and light to the world. Kashal kol echad mutl lochiach es daitu lamtzi tainus le tzedakus dvorov humoch lachadet es dvorov lachadesh Man jenes chochme chadash. You want to say a svara, you have to check it out. Make sure your kufrusa sharpens it, you correct it. You battle it out until you come to the pristine truth. And that's through a process of machlekas. So we can't say we have nothing to do with machlekas. Machlekas, we leave outside. We isolated from machlekas, nothing to do with it. Then it's easy. Aval zu darka shel Torah. The whole Torah is built on machlekas. Show me one line of Gemara, one daf of Gemara, one sugya that's not riddled with machlekas. This Rishon says this. This Rishon says this. Balkwe says this. Ruchaim says this. One says this. Says it. Our whole lives are based on machlekas. What do you tell me? Get rid of all machlekas. We have nothing to do with machlekas anymore. Hello? Is it long enough? Why is the marshal for Klal Yisrael an olive? Just like a zayt doesn't give its oil unless you really press it and squish it and work it. Af Yisrael, so too Klal Yisrael. You have to really squeeze it out. What brings out the shemen, the das, the emes, the truth, is the vikuach. Zu dachel shel Torah kasher b'chutzi mekasher atoisves shaila toiva hamagid she'ein oimele chatzuf ketzer amiz nishol shaila sal toisves. When a bochin yeshiva puts up his hand and says toisves, I got a kash on toisves. Yesterday, Toisus on the daf before said 1 and 1 is 2, and yeah, Toisus says 1 and 1 is 3. The Rebbe doesn't say to him, "Chutzpah, you think you know better than Toisus?" You pick him up, you give him a big kiss. Hey, you ask the kasha on Toisus, Gewaldig. And you know what? You know, ask your kasha. That's the biggest simcha. That's the biggest simcha. Kushan Yoinis. Ah, what a good kasha.
But the problem was the machloket, not. Which halacha we have to follow at the end. Like
that's another problem.
Korach ve
that's another problem. Yeah. That's another problem. That's also machlekas, who the halacha is according to.
That's a point.
Anachinami, that's why you have a poisik. You have a rob, you ask your rob, what do I do in a certain situation? Anachinami. But to bring the psak out is only through machlekas.
Yes, but then the problem is if don't agree, we are
Let's see what the problem is. Or we'll have to see. Remember, we're trying to get to understand what's the difference between machlekas lishmo and machlekas lo lishmo. And we said if we get rid of machlekas completely, that would be wonderful, but we can't because the whole Torah is based on machlekas. That's the dacha shel Torah. So the local kach pashutya, how we conduct ourselves at the end of the day, we have rules and regulations. How you paskin aloha, that is with the shulchan aloha, and you do it. Yeah, if you don't know, ask a shala. There's not a personal thing. There's nothing personal, yeah? It's all aimed in one direction, and that is, what's the truth? I don't care what you think, I don't care what I think. People get very insulted in the Western world when you tell them that. I don't care what your opinion is, and I don't care what my opinion is. I just don't know what the truth is. If my opinion happens to stem with the truth, that's wonderful, I'm happy. And if your opinion happens to stem with the truth, Gewaldig, tell me what the truth is. But it's got nothing to do with what you think or what I think. It's not personal. The whole Western world is based on everyone's entitled to an opinion. You heard that one?
Yeah. And their opinion is right.
I never said. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. That's nonsense. It's nonsense. If a doctor would phone you up and tell you, I'm doing complex brain surgery and I just need some advice, please, which vein to cut first, what would you say to him? Well, I'm entitled to an opinion. No, you're not. You don't think about brain surgery. He would ask you how much steel you have to use in relation to the concrete when they're building the Brooklyn Bridge. You tell them, listen, I don't know anything about bridge building. You got the wrong number. No, but everyone's entitled to an opinion. I can say, then, I don't know, do what you want, but I'm not going on that bridge. No, that's the world we live in. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. You're not entitled to an opinion. I'm sorry, if you're qualified to have an opinion, you can have an opinion. If you're not qualified, say, I don't know. Rashi says, I don't know. Rav Elashev in many psakim says, I don't know. I don't know. And if he doesn't know, he doesn't know, because he wouldn't lie and say he does know when he doesn't know. Dover Poshut. Yuppie calls us like this flying around. The Godel didn't really know, whatever. So why did he have an opinion if he didn't know? He's not live on CNN where you have to just talk and talk and talk. He understands that if you don't know, you say, I don't know. Because that's the truth. Movan shekusha al toisves ein kavanos she das ha toises tziche iun. Hakavani she shol lo yered lo imek divra toisves. What does it mean when you have a kash on Rashi? It means you haven't understood Rashi properly. Doesn't mean Tosis needs rectification or Rashi needs a rectification. It means you haven't got to the depth of understanding what Tosis was saying. That's all. Lachen kashelo. That's why you have a kasha. Kasha is magalit to you what you don't understand. Rak be'emtzaut kushes v'pirukim hu yiskel leres lo imekavasam. Only by delving and the kasha tells you where the problem is. Then you open it up. You delve. You break it apart, and then you understand what Tosis is saying. There's no more kasha anymore. With everything. Kasha just tells you, hey, this is what I don't understand. Nothing wrong with Toisvus or Rashi, they know what they were talking about. So it's very gam kashe, hakotin menatzech is a god of a shaloso, ein mokim le pegi yishit. I had an 11-year-old chavrusa, okay? He used to wipe the floor with me. I never took it personally. What's it? A chutzpah, 11-year-old telling an adult, telling him he's wrong, he's telling him that's not pshat, he's telling him he's stupid, what are you talking about, you can't think like that. No, that's how you cut your teeth, that's how you grow muscle. Because it's not personal, we just want to find out what the truth is, and who cares who has the truth.
It's like learning with my grandson.
Right. But if he's got the truth, so go learn it from him. What do you care? Accept the truth from who said it. Who cares who it was? As long as it's the truth. Each tzaddik, each godl has his own particular area that needs chizuk, that he needs to mechazak. Some areas need to be mechazek in halacha. Echad mesayed v'boyne is limud ha'agodas. Echad mechazek amud ha'toyre v'echad amud ha'tfile. Each one builds his. This one's mechazek on tfile. This one's agadata. Each one's got his. The kol tzadik yesh is nekuda ha'avoida in nuchedes sheloi. Each one's got his own unique nekudas of avoida. Hakadosh Baruch Hu meir es einav shebekol mokem b'toyre u'royes ha'yesod shelo. It's a nakuda primi shelo. Each one has his own internal nakuda that he has to bring into the world. Marim lo zois mina shemaim kize tafkido. And from shemaim he knows that this is his tafkid. V'yosim ikach b'kol sefer shuloymed b'kol midrash chazal shupoteach who meitze hachocha l'tzedokas darkei. You know, when you have a certain mahalach, you have a certain derech, then you find it in what you're learning. Somebody else will learn the same sefer and find what he wants to find in that sefer. Because you have a certain interest in a certain area, so you're always relating whatever you're learning to that particular area. If you learn with a psychiatrist, a chavrusa, in Gemara, you'll find everything in the Gemara is something to do with psychiatry. You learn with a doctor, it's everything to do with medicine. You learn with a lawyer, it's all got to... That's just because we... So the same year, ulam dove echad osa lo lishkoch. There's one thing that's osa that you can't forget. Kashem shemarim lo min ha-shamayim bekol ha-toyre kules nekudas ha-vayres ha-shem shelo. In the same way that they show him from Shemaim what his unique avoid in the Torah is, the same Hashem, the same Siyata Dishmaya, is telling that tzaddik what his unique avoid in the world is. That applies to everybody. The way I'm not sure. I'm not going to argue with anybody. Certainly not someone who's called the Avos Yisrael. Some people have got that title to be called the Avos Yisrael, but why is it only for tzaddikim? It's for every yid. Everybody's got his own unique nakuda that Akash Baruch Hu shows him what his nakuda is. And he has to respect the fact that everybody else is doing what he's doing, because that's what Hashem showed them. I don't know what this is, dafka for tzaddikim. V'em kain shum choyzim anal nakuda ha-macheres, sheyesh lekabel es ha-emes, m'mi shomre. You have to accept the truth from who's saying it, if it's the truth. Ki elagobav zu ha-emes ha-mita, v'u ma'atima lekol da'ocho b'chaim. That's where we have to do it. Okay, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but tzarich yir adonam. They once asked, I have it written down actually, they once asked of, there was a certain, I don't know if the story is true, but I saw it brought down in a sefer from Aran Soloveitchik, and I heard it from Rav Taub, and it stems with the people in the story. There was a certain reporter who went around Europe asking different gedolim what the tafkid of a rov was. What's the purpose of a rabbi? So he asked the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam said the purpose of Rav is to teach people halacha and to make sure that they're keeping the Torah properly and that they're learning halacha. He went and he asked Rav, one of Rissel Salantas told me, I think it was Rav Itzela, I can't remember, what the tafkid of a Rav was. He said it's to teach Musa and to bring Musa to the people, to make sure the people are working on their midas and growing and developing. And then he went and he asked, I don't remember, I can never have the sefer at home where it's brought down. Remember, he asked one of the big Rosh Hashivas, I don't know who it was, what the tafkid of a Rav was, and he said it's to teach the people Torah and to learn with them, whatever. And then eventually he came to Rav Chaim Brisker. And Rav Chaim Brisker said, no, I disagree. That's not the tafkid of a Rav, that's the tafkid of every Jew. Every Jew has to make sure that people are keeping Torah properly and learning Musa properly and learning properly. Every Jew has a chiv to make sure that everybody's learning and doing what they're supposed to be doing. The tafkid of a Rav is to listen to the screams and the cries and the pain of his community. That's the tachlis of a Rav. To have his door open 24 hours a day, to be empathetic, to be there, to help and to feel the screams and the cries, as Aloshim, I can't remember exactly what he said, of the community and the people in his community. That's the tachlis of a Rav. Yeah? Everyone's got his own different perspective. Reb Chaim was Magdi them all. Anybody that knows what went on in Reb Chaim Brisker's house knows that he lived like that. The Brisker of City never ever slept in a bed, because whenever he came to sleep, there was someone else sleeping in his bed. People used to come borrow Sforim and never bring them back. You weren't allowed to say anything. One guy came every day and he borrowed a sefer, and never brought it back. Eventually the bookshelf was empty. The next day came and he took the bookshelf. These are known maisim from what went on in Reb Chaim's house. Yeah. People used to leave their babies on the doorstep by Reb Chaim's house because they knew the child would get looked after. That's the tachlis of a rov. That's the job of a rabbi. Anyway, that's just. Besuva Gemara Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Oh, let's look at Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Let's look at Rambam and the Ravid. There's the end of a sof. Nach Navshe der Reb Shimon ben Lakish war we kam mit Stai Reb Yechon Basrei Tuva Amar Rabbonim Man li leisve le daitoi Reb Lakish and Reb Yechon and learned Bechavruses when Reb Lakish passed away, Reb Yechon was completely beside himself. He had no one to learn with. Ochavrus or Misoso, he had no one to learn with. He was devastated. So the Chachamim got together and said, who can go and calm Reb Yochanan down? As Nizel Reb Elozer ben Pedas, the Mechadidin Shmeitzesa. He was Elozer ben Pedas. The Gemara talks about him. Gemara discusses he had dreams of Hashem talking to him. Amazing. He was a goy noilam. As El Yashiv Kamei, Kol Milse Du Amar Reb Yochanan Amale Tanya de Messiah Loch. Everything Reb Yochanan said, Reb Elozer ben Pedas brought him rise from the Gemara why he was right. Azal Yasif Kamek called me and said, I'm a lady, my son. I'm a ad kvala kisha, bala kisha, who am in a milsa? Have a makshali asrin va'ab kushaisa, umer pirken li asrin va'ab pruki, umer mele rafche schmeitze, vat amitani eilach. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, when I used to say something to Reish Lakish, he used to bring me 24 rayas while I was wrong. He used to bring me 24 kashas from the Chazals while I was wrong. And that's the way we managed to clarify the truth. And you telling me, when I say something, you bring me a raya that I'm right. I know I'm right. I need you to bring me rayas. I need you to throw kashas at me so I can sharpen my pshat. He was crying, where are you, Reish Lakish? Where are you? Heich ad balakisha. He died. That's what Rabbi Yochanan died from. He went mad. Okay, whatever. I'm not going into the whole Gemara here. If you want to read, there's a Targum of it here in the Sefer. I'm not going into the whole thing. But that's what happened. Bikish rachamim alav v'nifta min oilam. He died. He went out of his mind. Actually, yotze midaita. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan went mad. He lost his mind. We don't know what it means. We don't know what it means to be so cool, dovuk to the MS that when you lose the ability to refine the MS and to bring out the truth properly, that your life's not worth living for. We have no clue what that feels like. Vashamani divrei Torah mitlavnin beemtzaut hamachleikus vakushyos. The Torah gets white and sharp and brightened by the machleikus and the kashas. Hem kumo avnei richaim hanegvoi zuze, like the grindstones that rub against each other. Moitzi says it's a soilos, takes out the impurities. Hem kumo machteshet leshemen zayt zach, it's like the press of the shemen zayt. Kama sakin mitchaderes bira chavata. You sharpen a knife on another knife. Be'ikvus ha'vikuach yoytzis ha'shmur mechuderes ka'alocha. Through the vikuach, through the betting, we're not talking about the vikuach for the vikuach's sake. We're talking about clarifying the truth. We're not talking about just screaming at your chavrusa because you're not listening to what he's saying because you're too busy thinking what you're thinking. You never hear what he said and now you're shouting because he's wrong. I'm talking about proper chavrusas. We understand what the guy means. Kach niras machleikus l'shem shemayim. That's what a machleikus l'shem shemayim looks like. Biru alocha v'chidud ha'shmur heim elu shoye b'rosh manyonah shel Reish Lakish. Well, Reish Lakish cared about it. He wasn't interested in arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. He was interested in clarifying the alocha. Be'eshi v'ab kushyos huit kifes divrei Rabbi Yochanan ulam lo l'shem nitzuach. 24 kashes Reish Lakish. Don't know what dafka 24. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan kashes not because he wanted to win, not because he wanted to show Rabbi Yochanan he was cleverer than him. Because I want to clarify what the halacha is. When I go to not, what do I do? Misug ze moilida ava v'kesha amok v'enanitzi. This type of milchama, this type of machlekes breeds enormous love and deep relationship between the parties. Hayusu ava shiev shalit nachem al uvdona imoyis Reish Lakish. There was a love that you couldn't replace. When Reish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind. He couldn't. Ha'isuzu ava shaliches Rabbi Yochanan b'choytzes ha'ir k'shizok ma'ara al mavis yirivoy at shelo ha'isa breil l'chach m'Yisrael v'kudai l'goy lo yisay m'yisuru g'agoyev bokshu olav rachamiv v'nach nafshu. Chazal couldn't watch him. They had to redeem him from his suffering. They davened that he should die. They didn't kill him. That was davened. If Hashem could say no. Kach yotzus lo choch mesatoyre k'shem and zayis k'tiv mo esim va'abe atokafoyis esim va'abe k'tizes v'nechesh shmur ad shehi yotzus lo or kalocha. Refining, 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 refining until you come to the light of what the halacha really is. Zuhi kavonas maimrish or Rabbi Chiya ba'abe afilu ha'ave b'noi. Harav v'talmidoi sh'oiskim b'toyre b'shar echad nasim oivim zeh. A father and a son, a Rav and a Talmud, when they're learning Torah together, they become enemies. They don't leave from there until they become it to each other. Gemara in Kiddushin described, you first become enemies. You mama shkimelis, you hate each other, you can't, you're talking such nonsense, blah, 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 and eventually they love each other because they arrived at the truth together. Kashanifchan is pnei metzias nira ki talmid mutzlach hachaviv al raboisav who davke zeh she'enu makabel es dvora raboisav bedvoma b'shalva ele mitkaimem emanas elevares ha'ome ad l'nakuda achreino. The most beloved talmidim are not the ones that go yes sir, yes sir. They're the ones that say, what are you talking about? That can't be true. Look here, bam bam, trach there. What about this? What about this? Those are the most beloved talmidim. You ever been to a shir klali in one of the big yeshivas? First time we go there, it's like a bit starting. The Rosh Hashiva gets up to speak. So now it's like the professor, you know, the head of the deacon, you know, gets up to give a discourse, whatever. And as he starts talking, people start screaming and shouting. They start shouting to each other and whatever. You know what they're arguing about? They're arguing about what he would have said had they given him a chance to say it. Because no one gives him a chance to say it. Rosh Hashiva used to get up, he used to say four words, and then there was pandemonium for like 10 minutes. They used to quiet down, he used to say another five words, and then they were screaming and shouting. Used to go on for hours. People walking around shouting, what did you say? And Rosh Hashim is trying to give a shir klan. He's got the biggest smile on his face. He needs so much nachas from this. Because that's milchama shel Torah. It's
Gedal. I saw that at Rabbi Rubin in Yerushalayim's Friday night drasha.
Oh, yeah, also like that.
Much,
yeah.
Mamash battle.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Every week, go into one end of the shir. Funny when the shir klan is going there and sit in the back and watch. It's madim. It's unbelievable. They're klan Yisrael. They're klan Yisrael. Arava Talmid Nirim Kiilu Aimim Tzoyim Besufas Milchom Ach Davka Kach Midlavnin Advorim V'Chazeres Lisho Ava V'Doyla Ava Shein Lo Ach V'Ra Ka'ava Shabirchen V'Shlach Yizuhu Ava Milchom Shal Torah. That's the love that comes out through the Milchom Shal Torah. Alright, so we've got two more lines. Nimtzam Nidami Ba'if Baruch Shamachleikas Hi Ma'amoda HaTivuch Shal Beis Yisrael. What we're trying to bring out here is to show you that the whole basis, the foundation of Klal Yisrael is Machlekes. V'alei b'nuah Chochmas HaTorah, and the whole Chochmas HaTorah is built on Machlekes. Mutal ani efo lelaben, lelaven, mai Machlekes she'enu klula bo isa amudah tovech, elihi Machlekes ha'okeres es isa amudim, v'chosam peh, when you look at Machlekes, are good, so it's fine that everyone's fighting and arguing in Machlekes, that's good, that's what the whole Torah is built on. No, we'll see, there's a Machlekes that is the pillar and the foundations of Klal Yisrael and our Torah, and then there's a Machlekes that destroys those foundations. L'shem kach, aleinu l'chakot achas shosh ha-machlekes b'Yisrael v'chein es tivam. We have to go to the root, down all the way back to the root. Avram, we have to go back all the way to begin and understand what the root, the shorish of machlekes is. Go back and understand how machlekes are rishonim b'Yisrael, ha'isim b'mei ha-shvotim, kasheyim cholku im'achayim Yosef. That's the first big machlekes Klal Yisrael had, was the machlekes Yosef and the brothers. We're still living with that machlekes today. V'navara alma v'lam apirtza machlekes zu hein teireh. He the limud tzrich. It's Torah. We have to understand it, and you'll see it. It's nifla v'noira, and it's mamash very relevant today. Very relevant today, especially as we're in the transition between the two different shittas. Okay, that's a shim. Tomorrow there's supposed to be a breakfast share. I have no idea what's going on. I never organized. I don't know what's going on, but apparently there's a breakfast share tomorrow. You all got the email?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of Ariel Lebovich. He's supposed to be speaking. I don't know. It could be me. I don't know. It could be you if you want. I don't know. He's a friend of mine from America. He's a rov of a shul in America. He's a big Talmud Chokhm. He's a poisek. Probably gives the biggest Daf Yomi Shia in the world online. Thousands of people listen to his Daf Yomi Shia. He's a young guy, a very big, very choshev guy. He's also the Rosh Hashiva of the Smicha program at Reet.